FM WCQL, Park Falls, Wisconsin. The Park Falls Community Broadcasting Corporation.
98Q Country. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. They are filling and they are toting those heavy sandbags. Floridians bracing for tomorrow's arrival of Hurricane Idalia, bulking up in the Gulf of Mexico, expected to make landfall tomorrow morning along Florida's west coast, possibly as a Category 3 hurricane.
This thing comes in a Category 3. It's going to knock over trees. It's going to knock over power lines. It's going to cause an interruption in service. So just be prepared for that. Obviously, we understand how important that is by staging as many people as we do. I have no doubt those folks will get to work immediately once the storm has passed.
Governor Ron DeSantis says mandatory evacuations are in effect for those in vulnerable areas of 21 counties. A state of emergency encompasses a total of 46 counties. Tampa resident Emily Rogers tells WFTS-TV she's been piling up the sandbags.
It's also good to, because we live close to Hillsborough River, to be safe and protected just in case the water rises.
The approaching storm is affecting air travel. Tampa International is closed till further notice. The University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, is in mourning with all classes canceled.
I'm grieved to report that one of our faculty members was killed in this shooting. This loss is devastating, and the shooting damages the trust and safety that we so often take for granted in our campus community.
UNC Chancellor Kevin Guskowitz heard there on WTVD. A suspect in the on-campus shooting is in custody. Investigators now working to determine a motive. Police in Washington say it was an argument over McDonald's dipping sauce that led to the fatal stabbing of a 16-year-old girl by another 16-year-old girl. It happened around 2 in the morning outside of McDonald's in D.C. over the weekend. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down 31 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The British government says a cyber attack was not the cause of this week's breakdown at the UK's nationwide air traffic control network.
Transport Secretary Mark Harper says the problem, which has seen hundreds of flights delayed and cancelled, was caused by a technical fault at flight control operator National Air Traffic Services. The company adds the outage has hit its ability to process flight plans automatically. Plans had then to be inputted manually, a much slower process. The problem hit on a late summer holiday Monday. That's one of the busiest days of the year for air travel. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Thousands of protesters in cars and on motorbikes have taken to the streets of Colombia's big cities, rejecting recent hikes in gasoline prices that have drastically increased the price of fuel across the South American country. News and analysis at townhall.com. The man known to the world as Joe the Plumber has died following a lengthy battle with cancer.
Samuel Joe Wurzelbacher was thrust into the political spotlight back in 2008 as Joe the Plumber when he questioned Barack Obama about his economic and tax policies. After gaining fame, Wurzelbacher became a sought-after voice by conservatives, wrote a book, and even launched an unsuccessful bid for a seat in Congress. His family says Joe the Plumber died at the age of 49 after a protracted battle with pancreatic cancer. Bob Agner reporting.
Amazon has been quietly raising the amount that some customers must spend on its site to get free shipping. To qualify for no-cost deliveries, some Amazon customers who don't have Prime memberships will now need to spend $35, up from $25 previously. The change does not impact Prime members. They pay $14.99 a month for free shipping and other perks from Amazon. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's time once again to check in with Northwoods Realty for today's neighborhood news.
Northwoods Realty.
Hi, Lori, Joel here at the radio station. How are we doing today?
Pretty good, Joel. How about
yourself? Well, we're doing okay. I'm just calling you up, see if you got any news, any neighborhood news that you'd want to share with us today.
I sure do. I have a cabin tucked among mixed hardwoods and evergreens on 25 acres on Black House Lake Road. Joel, the 2x6 exterior framed home boasts a full walkout floor basement with family room, bathroom, and storage room. Upstairs features a large living room, kitchen, dining room, two bedrooms, and a bath. The exterior is LP Smart siding, composition shingles, and upper and lower level screen porches and deck. The bunkhouse is an additional unique insulated building just for fun. It has a bar, additional seating, and screened-in porch. National Forest borders two sides, and State Land, which is part of the Turtle Flambeau Scenic Waters area, is a mile to the west. It's a must-see, Joel.
All right. Very good. We'll check in again later for more neighborhood news. Lori, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye.
At Northwoods Realty, they know that your home is more than just wooden shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. And that's why Northwoods Realty puts so much of themselves into their work. With their reputation, integrity, and excellent service, you can count on the realtors at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family, because they also offer property management services. Northwoods Realty, they sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Tad Allen. Wisconsin's elections administrator won't attend a state Senate hearing today.
Senate Republicans will hold a committee hearing on Tuesday on whether to retain Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf for another term. The commission's 3-0 vote in June failed to send Wolf's nomination to the Senate. But a recent state Supreme Court ruling says appointees like Wolf aren't automatically removed from office at the end of their term. Democratic Attorney General Josh Call says Tuesday's hearing is out of order. Senate Majority Leader Devin Leahy, who disagrees and says the June vote was sufficient to allow a vote on Wolf's future at the agency, which oversees elections in Wisconsin. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
State's Department of Justice is investigating a fatal shooting by a sheriff's deputy in northwest Wisconsin.
The shooting that left 44-year-old J. Allen Clarambeau dead happened the afternoon of August 15th when Ashland County deputies responding to a domestic dispute in a rural area south of Mellon encountered Clarambeau assaulting one of two women. He was armed with a knife, and Patrol Sergeant Jason Janicek shot Clarambeau. First aid was rendered, but he died at the scene. The women received superficial injuries. Janicek, a 21-year law enforcement veteran, is on administrative leave while the Division of Criminal Investigation reviews the shooting. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fond du Lac man is seriously injured after his glider crashed Monday evening. Man's powered paraglider went down in a cornfield near Highway 151 in Taycheedah. A resident near the scene of the crash provided a farm tractor to knock down corn stalks so first responders could safely transport the man out of the cornfield. He was then helicoptered to Anina Hospital. Engine failure appears to be a factor in the crash. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
It's 4 a.m., Monday. And you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If a baby is giggling in the back seat, they're probably happy. If a baby is crying in the back seat, they're probably hungry. But if a baby is sleeping in the back seat, will you remember they're even there? When you're distracted, stressed, or not usually the one who drives them, the chances of forgetting them in the back seat are much higher. It can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get in the habit of checking the back seat when you leave. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A proposal in the Wisconsin legislature could start school before Labor Day. The Republican-backed bill would allow school districts to start classes the Monday before Labor Day without approval from the State Department of Public Instruction. Currently, the academic year can't start until September 1st unless an exception is granted. The measure would also give students the Friday before Labor Day off for weekend family celebrations. And Madison is nearly top dog for dogs.
Consumer advice website MarketWatch is out with results of a new survey looking at America's dog-friendliest cities. Madison comes in the number 3 spot. The 98 biggest cities in the nation were reviewed in multiple categories, including each city's number of dog-friendly apartments, the number of veterinary offices, the average veterinary costs, and also the number of dog parks. Raleigh, North Carolina, taking the top spot. Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And I'm Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Cecil Frank Bishop, age 84 years, was reunited with the love of his life, Bertha Mae Bishop, on August 23rd in Phillips. Cecil is survived by his daughters and their families, Michelle Kelly and Ida Kinsley. Survived also by his grandchildren, by his great-grandchildren, by his sister, Yvonne Rusk, and by many nieces and nephews and their extended families. There will be no formal service, but a potluck end of life is being planned on Saturday, September 2nd, noon to 4, with food, drink, music, cards, and memories at 4191N Slattery Road, in winter. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Cecil Frank Bishop, 84. Raleigh Lee Fox, age 95, a longtime resident of Iron River and Ashland, passed away peacefully at his home while surrounded by his loving family. He is survived by his children, Dwayne Fox, by Anna Fox, by Forrest Fox, Gary Fox, Gail Fox Anderson, Cindy Martino Vaughn, along with 13 grandchildren and numerous great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. Survived also by his sister, Edna Bunnell and Barbara Bauer, by his brother, Harvey Thomas Fox, and by his sister-in-law, and numerous nieces and nephews. Visitation held at the Roberts Funeral Home located in Ashland, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, August 29th. A graveside and military honor will begin 11 a.m. Wednesday, August 30th at the Iron River Cemetery. The Roberts Funeral Home of Ashland is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Raleigh Lee Fox, age 95. Wayne Morose of Morosestead, Wisconsin, age 67, passed away unexpectedly in his sleep on August 23rd. Wayne is survived by his loving wife of 39 years, Janice Morose, by their son, Michael Morose of Sherwood, by his 6 siblings, Ron Morose, Jerry Skins Morose, Dennis Grubby Morose, by Nancy Wolfel, by Rick Morose, and by Judy Hyde. Survived also by his brothers and sisters-in-law, along with numerous nieces, nephews, grandnephews, grandnieces, cousins, and friends. A celebration of life will be held at the Lazy Ace Saloon, Manitowish, Wisconsin, the afternoon of September 10th, beginning at 1 p.m. It will be an informal open house style event held in the concert tent. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Wayne Morose, age 67. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
The Bida Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, now in our new office location in the Park Falls Professional Building, located at 154 4th Avenue North in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Tons of savings are available in our fall coupon books, on sale now for $20 at the Chamber office and select members. Now is the time to showcase your business in our 2024 Price County Guide with 25,000 books distributed to all our resorts, motels, restaurants, and displayed at Wisconsin area sports shows. Welcome all bicyclists for the Flambeau 40 Labor Day Bike Race. And if you are new to the area, contact the Chamber today at 715-762-2703 and let us welcome you and introduce you to all the services the Chamber offers to help your business thrive in northern Wisconsin. Become a Chamber member today.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk.
Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates.
Now let's use them to save money on wireless.
Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts.
So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money.
Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
K&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Racefield to provide top engine performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The second full moon of the month of August here is happening tomorrow night. The exact time it occurs is at 8:37 p.m. Central Daylight Time. There'll be a lot of hype about it because it is a blue moon by definition, and it's also going to be a super blue moon. That's the hype, because the moon in its orbit around the Earth is not a perfect circle. It's more elliptical, so at times the moon is closer to the Earth than at other times, and over the next 2-3 months, it is somewhat closer to the Earth by a small amount. So it might appear, I guess, 8% bigger. I'm not sure we'll notice it so much with our eyesight, and it will also be 15% brighter than the average full moon. So that is significant. Our next blue moon will occur in May of 2026. There's a major fish feeding period happening 10:15 this morning till 12:15 this afternoon. The minor is 4:30 till 5:30 later on this afternoon. That waxing gibbous moon will be rising this evening at 7:30 and then setting tomorrow morning after 5 o'clock. The sun rose this morning in Park Falls at 6:18. It sets this evening at 7:48. Weather-wise, following some morning fog, we'll have sun, scattered clouds this afternoon, looking for a high to top out at around 73. Our winds are going to be from the west, becoming northwesterly at around 5 to 15 miles an hour, but could be up to 20 for the afternoon as they become more northwesterly. And then tonight, sky's clear. It's pretty cool tonight, dropping down to about 43. Could have patchy fog. Winds diminish. It's sunny on Wednesday with scattered afternoon clouds. We'll see a high at 72. Winds are light out of the northeast to east direction, becoming southwesterly later in the day. And then Thursday is sunny with our high back up to 75. South winds increase to 10 to 18 miles an hour. It's a bit breezy, but warmer for Friday and the weekend with daytime highs on Friday, getting back up into the 80 range. And Saturday's highs are in the 80s. Sunday's high could be closer to 90. Same thing for Labor Day. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Klopotic.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on with some cloud cover early in the day. Do pick up a slight chance for some showers, but see some partial sunshine by later into the day with highs in the upper 60s. Lover winds out of the north at 5 to 15. And for tonight, mostly clear, a low of 41. Wednesday, lots of sunshine, low 70s. Thursday, still sunny skies, a high of 76. And for Friday, sunny to partly cloudy, up closer to 80. Saturday, partly cloudy, mid-80s for highs. And for Sunday, hotter, low 90s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 59.
Come stay and relax with us at Shoreview Cabins in Phillips, Wisconsin. In one of our modern North Woodsy furnace cabins or our main house with all the modern conveniences including smart TVs, Wi-Fi and more, with all the privacy for fishing and enjoying time with family and friends, shopping, restaurants, Elk Lake Park and splash pad, plus golf course and boat landing, all within a 3-mile radius. Book now for Labor Day weekend through our website at shoreviewcabins.com. Your year-round relaxation destination overlooking Long Lake, located on Darrell Avenue in Phillips, Wisconsin, or at shoreviewcabins.com.
Okay, outdoor summer cocktail party fit check. I've got a hot pink and orange bodycon dress paired with vintage sneakers. It'll definitely attract attention, but not from mosquitoes, because I'm wearing it with Off Clean Feel for 8 gorgeous hours of not sticky, fragrance-free protection. So I can sip, socialize, and flirt out there in the wild with absolutely unshakable confidence. Get your pre-party protection on with Off Clean Feel. SC Johnson, a family company.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball in the American League, the Houston Astros put up double digits for the second straight game, this time at the expense of the Boston Red Sox.
Jose Altuve homered to complete the cycle as the Astros blasted the Red Sox 13-5. Altuve finished 4-for-6 with 4 runs scored and slugged a 2-run homer in the 8th inning after hitting a go-ahead 2-run triple to make it 5-4 in Houston's 6-run 6th inning.
I think that's our hardest thing to do, obviously, in first time in 10 years for the Astros. So I'm really, really happy. Yeah, that's a good night for the team and for me. It's good to do it when you're winning too.
Jordan Alvarez had a 3-run homer and 4 RBIs. Gethin Kulbaugh, Boston.
Other American League winners included the New York Yankees, Baltimore, Minnesota, and Seattle. In the National League, winners were Milwaukee, San Diego, Atlanta, San Francisco, and the LA Dodgers. This is SRN Sports. Sticking with baseball and interleague play last night, winners included Philadelphia, Texas, Toronto, and Pittsburgh. NFL news, Patrick Mahomes is a 2-time NFL MVP and a 2-time Super Bowl MVP. He was the unanimous choice by the Associated Press for the top spot among quarterbacks. Meanwhile, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid was a near unanimous choice by the AP for the top spot among head coaches, receiving 8 of 9 first-place votes. In tennis, Coco Gauff has come back to win her first-round match at the U.S. Open after losing the first set. Goff came through a 30-point, 25-plus-minute game to begin the second set and wound up beating Laura Sigmund 3-6, 6-2, 6-4. And the soccer leading officials within the Spanish Football Federation have asked suspended President Luis Rubiales to resign because of his behavior at the Women's World Cup. This is SRN Sports.
The Brewers exploded for four in the first and went on to beat the Cubs 6-2 in their series opener in Chicago. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It's the ninth straight win for the Brewers, who own a five-game lead on the Cubs atop the Central. Christian Yelich homered to lead off the game. Mark Canha capped off the inning with a two-run shot. Manager Craig Counsell.
I think when you start out a road series and, you know, a game that, you know, everybody's anticipating a good atmosphere from the crowd, like just doing that to the home team in the first inning is, well, what more can you ask, really? So Yelly kicking it off, just good at bats in the first inning, lots of hard contact, Mark finishing off with a big swing, so couldn't start a game out better.
Brewers' offense has been both consistent and productive during this win streak. Question is it sustainable? Christian Yelich.
We don't have to worry about if it's sustainable or not. We just have to worry about if we score enough runs that night and, you know, find a way to win. But, you know, when guys are putting together really good at-bats and there's traffic on the bases and getting big hits with guys in scoring position, then good things are going to happen.
Wade Miley went six innings for the win. Packers made a surprising roster move Monday, releasing veteran puncher Pat O'Donnell. 32-year-old averaged 44.5 yards per punt and buried 24 inside the 20 last season. But he lost the job to Daniel Whalen, which means the Packers will have a rookie punter and rookie kicker on the roster to start the season. 36 more moves have to be made today by the Packers before the player limit of 53 at 3 p.m. this afternoon. Football Badgers continue preparing for their season opener against Buffalo at Camp Randall on Saturday. Coach Luke Fickell on what he's looking for in week one.
It's about being able to play clean. In week one, that's the things you kind of study, right? The ability to play clean, those pre- and post-snap situations, to take care of the football offensively and defensively if you have an opportunity to have it, and then your ability to tackle.
Wisconsin women's volleyball team moves up one spot to number one in the American Volleyball Coaches Association poll this week. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You love something, you want your spouse to come do it with you. So we go play golf, and I'm sure everybody knows this, but in golf, tee times are very specific. It's 1:56, it's 2:04, 2:13. These are the times. I didn't make it up. This is what they do. Our tee time is 1:56, and we're driving to the first tee. It's 1:55. She goes, I need to go to the bathroom and get something to drink. I tell her that is too bad. I said, we tee off in 15 seconds. And she said, I thought it was two-ish. I go, well, you made that up on your own. This is the most rule-following place on earth. She says, I'm still going to go. And I was like, all right, whatever. I'm not trying to start a fight before we get going. So I get out of the golf cart, and I grab my driver and one golf ball. And I was like, go do whatever you got to go do. But I need to tee off so we're on time. So I'm going to tee off and just meet me in the fairway for my second shot. And she's not going to play every hole anyway, so I'm like pointing at the fairway. And so she drives off, and I go up to the first tee. There's these old men there. Now, they don't tee off till tomorrow, but they like to get there early. So I got a group watching. I tee off. It's a good shot. Goes in the fairway. Not a big deal. A lot of people do that. I tee off, then play four holes alone with my driver. Do you know how big of a psycho you look like? When you go hit every single golf shot with the least versatile club in the bag. Those old men were like, what's he doing? As they watched me line drive my second shot. I chipped with that driver. Very luckily, seven putted with that same driver. She finally showed up. And she was laughing. I wasn't as thrilled as she thought I should be. You made your husband play four holes alone with his driver. You got out of the bathroom, forgot how Earth worked, and drove the wrong way for an hour. I had to play a par three with a driver. You know how far you got to choke down on a driver? I had just the head in my hand, just hitting it. Everybody thought I was a guy with a metal detector out there just walking around.
Now scanning the country music.
Bury me in Georgia. I'm a lost cause.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
T-shirt and a comfy chair. Her hair in a bun, one hand on a mug, and the other one's playing snare. To a George Strait vinyl day, yes, I know Lionel get her close, but I don't think she can understand just how far I've been letting my heart fall. But what's in my head? She don't know I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down land. Find a little island where we go to get tan.
And
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
Dropping the needle on a vinyl and cried to
7:43. We're just about 17 in front of 8. A little cloudy. Nice little cool feel to the morning here. Enjoy. Because we've got, I don't know if it's going to be the last blast of summer. Hang on just a second here. My microphone's doing some weird stuff here. I don't know if it's the last blast of summer, but it's going to feel like a blast with temperature, maybe not a blast. Temperatures in the low 90s as we get into Sunday and Monday is what they're telling us right now. But today, only 68. A little cloud cover, maybe a little light rain shower activity lingering where you are this morning. But the weekdays this week can be real nice. Can be real nice. Just plan on ways to stay cool as we get into Saturday and especially Sunday and Monday. Got some good news for you today. If you missed out on the Knights of Columbus big cookout last Thursday that we told you about at the Park Falls Dollar General, they're going to do it again this Thursday. The part two, the sequel. And they're going to be serving up all kinds of good stuff. And money's going to go for the scholarship fund for our local kids. So that's Thursday, 11 to 5, Park Falls Dollar General. They've got the ballpark beef hot dogs, Hillshire brats, third-pound burgers, and hot beef plate with beans and chips. And it's all Thursday from 11 to 5, and all going to a great cause, great cause. All right, Badgers going to get their season going football-wise here. The Packers will get her going a week from Sunday. They'll be traveling to take on the Bears. That'll be a 3:25 kick on Sunday, September the 10th. The Packers have a lot of strange start times this year. I don't know. They're anticipating that the Packers may be an interesting team to watch this year. I'm not real sure, but they got a lot of prime time. A lot of non-noon games. They will play on Thanksgiving Day this year. So Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, do I got that right? Thursday, November 23rd. We got a Lions-Packer game in the Detroit Motor City. I think the Packers let their punter go, veteran punter. He was good last year. What'd they say, 44 yards a kick? Whole bunch inside the 20. They went with the younger guy. I mean, I could be totally wrong on this, but everything that the Packers have done in the offseason leads me to believe that they're treating this year and maybe next year as a rebuild. They haven't done, their defense going to be okay. I don't think the Packer offense is going to be very good. I'm going to be totally honest with you. Jordan Love might be pretty good, but I don't think he has anybody to throw the ball to. That's kind of cruel, but I think they'll struggle throwing. They may run the ball a little bit. There's not too many NFL teams that go into seasons and they're just, you know, other teams blow them out. That this doesn't happen too often. So that's not going to be the case. But I think the Packers are going to struggle to get to 7 wins this year. Everything is leaning that way. The Lions. Don't even get me started on the Lions. All the hype of the Lions from the last half of last season. It may be true for this year. I don't know if their quarterback's good enough. I don't know if the Lions quarterback is good enough to get them into the playoffs. I don't think the Bears are good enough, period. The Vikings have an experienced quarterback, and the Vikings have the most experience, and the Vikings have the best offensive weapons. And I don't often say this going into a season that I think my team is going to win the division, but I really think the Vikings would be the favorite to win the division. And Jordan Love might turn out to be, you know, a really, really, really good quarterback. But even if he has a really good rookie year, I don't think he has enough around him. I think the Packers have not announced a rebuild, but certainly everything is pointing toward the Packers are like, you know what, we got a young quarterback. We're going to start with some younger guys. We're just going to kind of build up here a little bit. Everything is pointing in that direction. So there you have it. And the Packers will win all 17 games now, and they will win the Super Bowl. Our pet of the week this week is Ringo. Ringo is part of the Beatles-themed kitten litter. He is about 5 months old and was born without a tail. He's just a beautiful orange and white short-haired male cat. Featured right at the front of 98QCountry.com. That website is under construction, by the way. But it's still there, the Catkins feature. Ringo is just very sweet and loves playing like crazy. Followed by a long nap. Who doesn't, really? You think about it. Catkinsrescue.org. Take a picture. Take a picture if you want to. Take a look at the picture of Ringo, the Beatles-themed cat litter. So what do we got? What do we got? Yoko? What do we got in there? We got Lennon, I'm sure, in there. What do we got? McCartney or Paul? What's the name of the other one? We got John, Paul, Ringo. We're going to go back to the old drummer, Peter Best. Going to go over that, too. So we got a Beatles-themed litter over there having fun at Catkins. Can't believe that summer, at least the summer season for the kids, is winding down, as most area schools will get at it, you know, a day or two before Labor Day, kind of get things settled in. So once next Tuesday rolls in, everybody's kind of set to lock in. We have a little bit of an adjustment to our schedule. We have Brewers today and tomorrow. Thursday, we've got Shawamigan football now. They moved that game to Thursday, so we'll be over in Shell Lake Thursday. Friday, we got Phillips football, and then we're back with the Brewers over the weekend on Saturday and Sunday, when the Brewers will take on the Philadelphia Phillies. Boy, things are just looking real good right now for the crew. You look at their schedule for the rest of the season. It's not an easy schedule, but now they have a nice little cushion going over the Cubs. They got the Phillies, Pittsburgh, play a Yankees team that's now out of it, and they'll probably be playing some young guys. The Miami Marlins have faded. Washington Nationals are okay. You got the Cardinals. They're pretty much, bringing up the young guys now. The Marlins, they'll be bringing up young guys, and the Cardinals again, and then you got the Cubs. Now you got the Cubs 3 games to wrap up the season. You're hoping that it's over by then, that the Brewers have it wrapped up, but there's a possibility that that 3-game series to end the season on September 29th, 30th, and 1st could be huge. Could be huge. Could have playoff implications. We're hoping not. As Brewer fans, we got the Brewers for you today with a 7:10 first pitch. We're going to debut our coaches show today. We're going to talk Shawamigan football with head coach Tony Morgan. We're going to talk Phillips football with head coach Steve Precor. We'll do that just shortly after 9 o'clock here this morning.
Do you love soup? Of course you do. But during the summer, it's just too hot to eat soup. Not anymore. Introducing Cramble's Frozen Soupsicles. Delicious bowls of your favorite soup frozen on a stick. Chicken noodle fudgesicles, frozen New England clam chowder pops, and everyone's favorite, vegetable beef stew sickles with chunks of real frozen sirloin burger. So don't get all sweaty eating a steaming bowl of soup this summer. Have a frosty stick of Cramble's Soupsicles. Cramble's. Mmm, cold.
More laughs. In the morning.
More music.
Guaranteed.
98 Q Country.
Nothing slows my little girl down. Except the stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex, breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less, but the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, NAVAGE. Clean nose, healthy life.
Come stay and relax with us at Shoreview Cabins in Phillips, Wisconsin. In one of our modern North Woodsy furnace cabins or our main house, with all the modern conveniences, including smart TVs, Wi-Fi, and more, with all the privacy for fishing and enjoying time with family and friends. Shopping, restaurants, Elk Lake Park, and splash pad, plus golf course and boat landing, all within a 3-mile radius. Book now for Labor Day weekend through our website at shoreviewcabins.com. Your year-round relaxation destination overlooking Long Lake, located on Darrell Avenue in Phillips, Wisconsin, or at shoreviewcabins.com.
The Glidden Area Ambulance Service and the Glidden Fire Department invite you to come on out for the third annual street dance and fundraiser. It's Friday, September 1st. Starting at 4 p.m., enjoy the Brock feed and some easy listening live music by Relative Theory. Then from 8 to midnight, dance to the rock band Contradiction. Come on out, enjoy a cold beverage, and enjoy these organizations' fundraiser for the ambulance service and the local fire department. For more information, call 608-738-2289. Check them out on Facebook, Glidden Area Ambulance Service. We'll see you in downtown Glidden, Wisconsin on Friday, September the 1st.
See Dependable, made in the USA Appliances at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford. Appliances by KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana in stock. Whether it's just one piece or an entire kitchen suite or new laundry, they have something for every budget. Remodeling or building soon? Now is the perfect time to lay away a new appliance package, and they can hold it until your project is ready. Interest-free financing is always available on your new appliance package, and always service after the sale at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, some patchy fog possible early on with some cloud cover early in the day. Do pick up a slight chance for some showers. Could see some partial sunshine by later into the day with highs in the upper 60s. Lover winds out of the north at 5 to 15. And for tonight, mostly clear, a low of 41. Wednesday, lots of sunshine, low 70s. Thursday, still sunny skies, a high of 76. And for Friday, sunny to partly cloudy, up closer to 80. Saturday, partly cloudy, mid-80s for highs. And for Sunday, hotter, low 90s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 59.
This is Darius Rucker. So great.
Turn it up. 98Q Country.
In line, till one day you're craving harmony grits. You're scanning the jukebox for George Jones hit, drinking Jack Black, trying to kick back. Till the condo's looking like a shotgun shack. You'll be one of us, no matter where you're at. Sitting up north, throwing darts like a monkey at a stock board. He's got two homes, car loans, and debt. And his third divorce ain't even final yet. Trade his MBA for an SUV on a backwoods road down in Tennessee. Cause man, Manhattan ain't the place to be. When it all goes south.
Getting Dixie fried. Get yourself some rebel pride.